station, Adventist Reflections.
Now, to discuss character building ideas, here is your host, Dr. Danzy.
Hi, family. Welcome back to week 6 of this personal commentary. This week's lesson is titled, The Sealed People of God. Today we take it from where we left it last week. We will talk about those who washed their robes with the blood of the Lamb, and thus were found sealed by the mark of God. But before we do so, I would like to extend my greetings to all of you who are listening from the United States, from the United Kingdom, from West Africa, from Lao People's Democratic Republic, and of course from my home base in Australia. I've been praying for you all that in these episodes your faith grows and that your character builds to the likeness of Christ. If you have been blessed even a little, I praise God for that. And I ask you to share this blessing by liking or commenting or sharing these podcasts with other people. If you like me to have a special prayer for you, either on or off the air, let me know by sending me a message on Instagram or Facebook at Adventist Reflections. I would also like to acknowledge the beautiful music that we have in the background. I know that these melodies have been a blessing to me, and I hope the same for you. This week's tunes come from a very beautiful daughter of God, Alyssa Banos, from the Gingin Seventh-day Adventist Church in Queensland, Australia. Alyssa has a unique and a special place in my heart as my wife over 15 years now. Thank you, sweetheart. Now, today I'd like us to draw our attention to the characters of those who are sealed by God. These are God's people. The scripture tells us that these are those, number one, who came out of great tribulation. Number two, they accepted Christ as their personal savior. Number three, they served God all the time. And number four, God satisfies all their needs, both physically and spiritually. These characteristics are found in Revelation chapter 7, verses 14 to 17. However, Revelation 14, verses 4 and 5 also shows us that these are those who went through the last great trouble that will take place in this earth despite their afflictions, anguishes, and burdens, persecutions, indeed. Despite this great tribulation, a big emphasis on great, they did not corrupt themselves. But why will these people suffer? What was so great a trial? My friends, these people, whose names are found written in the Lamb's Book of Life, are those who will fight manfully the battles of the Lord. My friends, the battle is a spiritual battle, and whilst the afflictions might manifest physically, the battle is won because of not how physically fit we are, not about how much wealth we might possess or how much power in this world or influence we might have today, but because of the earnest laboring placed in discerning God's truth and will, and because of the efforts put to put away every temptation and every evil thing. These didn't love pleasure more than they love God. These remained pure and uncorrupted because they were led by the Holy Spirit, because they lived by the Spirit. Beloved listener, these are those who took Jesus Christ's sacrifice so personal that they could not help but to tell others about Him who granted them the peace and the assurance of salvation. Dear listener, you can be part of this group today. Perhaps you are already part of this group, one who lives and dies for his Savior. Many today enter into this foolishness of thinking that when the last days and the last tribulations come, they will there and then put their act together, they will be ready then, fully in themselves, that they will die for Christ and their faith. The Bible says in the book of James that if the convictions of repentance and of returning to Christ, like that first love call from the church of Ephesus, are not followed, when you are having them, these convictions will dissipate and die. Through this podcast, I'd like to plead with you that if you find yourself in that cycle of Christian procrastination, please, please surrender your will to God and break that cycle. The decisions you make today will have an impact in your life tomorrow. These decisions develop into habits. These habits are shaping your character daily. Galatians chapter 6, verses 6 to 8 say, "But let him who gets teaching in the word give a part in all things in his teacher. But let him who gets teaching in the word give a part in all good things to his teacher. Be not tricked. God is not made a sport of. For whatever seed a man puts in, that will he get back as a grain. Because he who puts in the seed of the flesh will of the flesh get the reward of death. But he who puts in the seed of the Spirit will of the Spirit get the reward of eternal life." My friends, whatever you sow today, you will reap tomorrow. We cannot expect to see a change tomorrow if we don't make one today. Behavioral psychology and psychologists in general have proven over and over and over again what the Word of God tells us today. That is, the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. But God tells us that if we come before God's throne of grace, we can defy the odds. And this past can be left aside. We can be given a new mind, a character renewed in the likeness of Christ, because we can do all things in Him who strengthens us. Yes, yes, a good predictor of your willingness to die for Christ's sake is found in your willingness to live for Him today. Let us reflect. What is there in your life today that indicates your willingness to live for Christ? Let us reflect. How much are you willing to give for Christ today? What are you willing to leave behind for His commission? What character diminishing cycles are there that the Holy Spirit is calling you to break today? What character building habits is He calling you to nurture, that you form part and prepare for that great tribulation? My beloved listener, it is my desire and it is my prayer that you listen to the call from God right now. I am praying that you have an ear and hear the Spirit calling you to live today for the next world. Live with a purpose. Live with characters that are peculiar, characters that distinguish you from the world and the things of this world, that you wash yourself in the blood of the Lamb and experience a life that feels no harmony with sin, a life that hates sin, a character willing to make any sacrifice to save the sinner. It is my prayer that you stand for the truth as revealed in God's Word, that God be your refuge, that you stand under the shield of the Omnipotence. It is my prayer that as you live for Christ, as you partake of His sufferings, you may also be found ready to receive the seal of God and be a partaker of His glory. Oh Lord, teach us the way of your statutes, and we shall keep it until the end. Amen. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, like it, share it, hashtag it, comment, and find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Tumblr as Adventist Reflections. God bless you.